Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Black and Abdallah, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's Black and Abdallah weeknight, 6:30 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000. If the White Sox play, check out our YouTube channel, Black and Abdallah. We'll have new content up throughout the summer. Even if we don't have a show that evening, and like Friday night, the White Sox will be on your air at 6:30 pregame with Connor McKnight. The Sox will be in St. Louis, the faceoff against the Cardinals. And we will have new content right there on the YouTube channel.
Bill
and then you can also
new exploding scoreboard.
Oh, no. Well, Southside, stand up.
Don't do it.
To all the haters.
Don't. He's trying to get us to talk baseball. Don't do it.
No, I know.
Don't fall for the trap.
Kevin Zipak is producing tonight's
show.
Don't
fall for the trap.
I'm not going to fall for the trap. I'm not.
Bill Beeks.
No. Thank you. That's not real, right? That audio? Like, that's not something that happened. Was that a pre-recorded intro to their game today? What was that?
No, it had to be out of an inning or something, right?
It sounded like a pre-recorded vignette.
It could be, but it could still be during an inning.
I hope it's
it could
not
be like an on this day. Listen, man, that score gets out of hand. They gotta fill.
Fight on and bear down.
Do they still do Sox math, or did that go away with?
I think all the
bits,
the comedy bits, went to Detroit. I think
a knapsack.
I think Benetti put them in
his shoulder.
His trunk,
Tiger mouth. Now
he has a trunk with all the bits in it, all the high level comedy that
like
was
Carrot
featured.
Top.
Yikes! Well, that's what here's how we save this situation, guys. That's why we have Connor McKnight, Len Casper, and Darren Jackson on the call of the game right here on ESPN 1000. The White Sox next game, Friday, 6:30, pregame at 6:30 against St. Louis. The Sox are 6-25, 14 games back, 10.5 games back of the wild card, Southside standup. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. If you want to join us, you can call us at 312-332-3776. Kevin Zipak, our producer, has a fantastic story about trying to get home yesterday. We will get to that in just a moment. But Abdallah and I yesterday had a chance to go to Tinley Park for a food tour. And boy, we had a fantastic time out in Tinley Park yesterday, Abdallah.
Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing. We went to four different restaurants around the greater Tinley Park area. And we put out the video. One of the videos we put out, I'm rating everything. Nothing below a 9. Like, everything was so good from these restaurants. We started at Siam Marina, an Asian fusion Thai restaurant. They have
so good.
Great food. The banana curry that I had was amazing. The seafood was so fresh and so good. The lamb chops. My God, the lamb chops.
The lamb was good. The ribs were delicious. That was they also at Siam Marina, they had the martini bar set up for us, which was awesome.
Which is great at 11:30 in the morning. The espresso martini helped perk me up a little bit, I'll say that.
We then went on to the Banging Gavel, which was a brewery and restaurant, which was very good. We had a hanger steak that had a coffee crust on it that was just delicious. You had some of the beer.
The
which
beer was
good.
Awesome. Their IPA was great. They had a bunch of different beers. We went down to where they brew the beer to. They showed us around. They've got this. They like take regular crackers. They've got a pimento cheese that goes along with their beer. And they take the crackers and they put this fire seasoning on them. It's so good. It pairs perfectly with their beers as well. They've got a full menu there too, so it's not just like bar and snack food. Like you mentioned, the steak and the carrots. They've got a full salads and everything as well.
They had a plate that you could order. It's like four different sausages, and they were so good.
Mm-hmm.
All the different sausage there, that was delicious. We went to Vinny's Clam Bar. The seafood and the pasta and the decor, when you walk in, that place
it's
is
a vibe,
cool.
Man.
That's a good date night spot.
Yeah, the like vibes are nice there.
That's a really cool spot. And the key lime pie that we got at Vinny's was heavenly.
It is the best slice of key lime pie I've ever had.
So good. And then so we were on a four restaurant food tour yesterday. So then we finished up with Frankie's. established in 1988. Frankie's also Italian food. And the employees at Frankie's are from Italy. Mm-hmm. So you're getting authentic Italian food, and it was great.
One of their chefs is, I'm going to pronounce this horribly. It's a pizzaiolo.
Yes.
And that
certified.
Is a certified pizza maker from Italy. Came in. All he does is make pizza. They're amazing.
Real ingredients, the real stuff. It feels like you're eating in a restaurant in Rome. Mm-hmm. Like that's the quality of the food at Frankie's. So to the four restaurants that we were at yesterday, we had a great time. The food at all four of them is fantastic. If you get a chance, get on out to eat any of the four restaurants. And Tinley Park has a lot of great restaurants and a lot of great places that you can go visit and enjoy. And Life Amplified, it's mm-hmm. Tinley Park. So yeah. Go check it out. And we had a great time yesterday.
Yeah, but a couple of the places too had great patios. I know the brewery, Bang & Gavel, has an awesome patio that they're setting up for the summer. It's right off the train right there, so you can get right there. They've got every place has ample parking, so you can check it out. It's awesome. If you're in the area, if you're from the area, you live close to the area, if you're heading out there for a concert or whatever, get there early, take advantage of the city. It's awesome.
We each posted a video on our socials, so check it out. They're up right now. So, yeah, look at some food and let us know how it is when you go and try it for yourself, because it's outstanding. Mm-hmm. Tinley Park, Life Amplified. Now, something that is not being amplified is Kevin Zipak and his travels home yesterday from the radio station. Kevin, you were filling in for us yesterday on yeah. Carmen and Yurko while we were on our food tour. Tell us about your venture home.
Well, they appreciated having a professional at the
I'm
helm
sure they
yesterday.
Did. You know yeah, what? I'm sure they
it's
did.
It's not what I heard, but go ahead.
So, show ends around, what, 2:30-ish? That's when Crosstalk, Waddle and Sylvie were in the building. Mm-hmm. I got out of here about 2:40.
Didn't stay to podcast the show. Okay.
No, I had Miller do it.
Wow.
So I get on the train. I yep. live up near the Montrose stop on the Brown Line.
You got an address for us?
No, I don't. Okay. Social? I won't even give you a cross street.
real quick social for us?
No. So it even takes about 35 minutes.
Sure.
When it was a nice day out. So I get all the way back up to my apartment. I leave the train station. I realize, I left my coat at the station. My keys were in my jacket.
Oh, no.
I have to pay again to get back on the train, and I'm on my merry little way. About three stops into the ride, the train ceases to, go, which is never good. You get the little beeping noises on the CTA, and I'm sitting there for about 15 minutes, and then the conductor's like, all right, everybody's got to get off the train. There was a track fire at Fullerton, so no Brown Line trains or Red Line trains were running. I have to get on a shuttle now, and the shuttle is supposed to take me downtown. I get on the shuttle. It doesn't move for an hour, so I'm just sitting there. And then the shuttle finally starts to move. It takes a very interesting route to get downtown from Southport in your neighborhood, Adam.
Hell yeah.
Can we get an address?
Address?
cross streets. So I'm sitting on a non-moving shuttle for about an hour, and shuttle takes about an hour to get downtown. I finally get back to the station. Granted, I left the station originally for the first time yesterday around 2:40. I don't get back till about 6. And I finally get my keys and my jacket. I'm an idiot, by the way, in case that needs to be reiterated here. I am a dumbass. So I finally get my stuff, get back on the train, and it's like Tokyo at rush hour. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with the population of Chicago. I nearly have a panic attack because I don't like that many people around me.
No, I feel you on that.
And I didn't get home, finally, to end my journey until about 6:30. This was like a four-hour ordeal for my stupid ass.
Your travels home were longer than the Carmen and Yurko show that you worked.
Yeah. My transport was longer than my shift.
I have a few questions.
Okay.
When you got off the train, was it at a stop, or did you have to do the walk on the track for a little bit?
No, it stopped at Southport.
Okay, so you were at a stop and then you got a shuttle. Okay.
Correct.
Why did you get back on the train on the way home?
On the way home? To go home.
But did you didn't you think that there would still be problems? Like at that point I'm not getting on another train, I'm just getting an Uber and get home.
What am I, a millionaire who gets Ubers?
I mean,
yeah, but at that point, at your that day point, is
it's
so
worth the $20 it's going to take you to get home.
20? It was like 45. I looked.
Oh, you looked? Okay, fine.
Okay, well,
fine.
If you looked, it was different. That. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. A lot.
And but this you know is what? Not, no question. This is a comment. At one point, I was on Twitter when I got home, and I saw that this was happening because I saw that traffic was stopped both ways at Fullerton or from wherever, like around Fullerton, both ways, red line, brown line, and I believe the purple line was stopped too. All the lines were stopped, and I thought, I've never been most thankful to not have gone to the office today. Little did I know.
Hey, you guys got a cushy day out in Tinley Park eating delicious food.
It was quite a great day.
And I'm fighting for my life.
It was a great day. Why? Okay, here's another question. Why did you wait an hour on the shuttle? I'll wait like...
Yeah, I would have did.
Like 15, 20 minutes, and
no,
I'm looking around,
even.
And I'm like...
10 minutes, no, I would have gotten
where
out there.
Where was I meant to go?
Get in an Uber!
Get in an Uber. Get downtown.
I am poor.
Well, no, it's...
You don't have a spare set somewhere? You don't have a landlord that can let you into your place?
I told you I'm dumb. No.
Listen, it sucks. That's a crappy situation.
Would you guys like spare keys to my apartment in case this happens again?
No, I don't want that phone call.
No, if you really want to trust someone with your key, I'll take it.
Thank you, Chris. See?
If you need a place, a safe house, to keep your key and for the next time that you're locked out after running a White Sox baseball game on the West Coast, and you take the train all the way home and you realize it's 2 a.m. and you have to take another train back downtown to get your jacket and your keys, you can just come by my place.
That's nice. I appreciate that. Just don't give me any pizza recommendations after last night either.
Well, you got to order it well done, sir.
The app wouldn't let me do it. Listen.
No, that's an excuse.
Tortorizzi's, you got to do well done.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses over there today.
I'm simply telling my tale.
I will say that is crazy. To leave the office wherever you work in this city, to leave your office, and Kevin lives in the city.
Mm-hmm.
We all live in the city and we work downtown in the Loop. For those who work and live in the suburbs, imagine it taking 4 hours to get home.
If you lived in the suburbs and realized you forgot your keys at home, I'm just breaking a window at that point. Like, I'm just not.
Yeah, did you exhaust all other options without having to come downtown?
What other options would I have? I don't have a spare set of keys.
Did you try opening windows?
You live by yourself, right?
Yeah. Did I try opening windows? What am I, cat burglar?
Maybe you forgot to lock one. I don't know. It's been nice outside. Maybe you slept with the window
open. The window first.
Yeah.
What floor are you on?
It's second floor.
All right. And what's that address again?
You could shimmy.
There's no tree nearby. I didn't have a ladder.
So there's someone on your first floor. You couldn't have buzzed them in and be like, hey, man.
Buzzer doesn't work in the building.
Oh, my God, dude. Knock on a window. Knock on a door.
Kevin. Dude.
Call a landlord.
I feel like Charlie right now. This is what happened to Charlie.
This is a Charlie story. Yes.
I'm becoming Charlie.
Charlie would have gotten off the shuttle after 5 minutes and not waited an hour.
But boy, leaving the station at 2:45 and then you don't walk in. What time did you finally walk into your apartment?
Yeah, it's about 6:30, 6:35.
Jeez.
And then I got an undercooked pizza for dinner. what a day.
Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM.
It's now time for the Canlin Sports Game of the Night. Canlin, it's where we play. Abdallah, we're going to talk a little NBA here. The game of the night tonight, game 5 of the Western Conference first round series between the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Clippers. The series is tied 2 games apiece. So you know it's the deciding game 5 to figure out who's going to have the advantage for the rest of this series. 2 games apiece, Mavs and Clippers. I think the NBA playoffs have been really good to this point. And the game tonight, 9 o'clock TNT, the game of the night, Canlin Sports Game of the Night, is brought to you by Canlin. It's where we play. So I'm going to go with Clippers and Mavs, 9 o'clock TNT later on this evening.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Doncic said that his knee is bothering him, but he's not going to miss the game or anything. It's the playoffs after all. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see which team can come away with this pivotal game 5. But I think either way, this game, this series has been one of the most fun to watch so far. Obviously, we've seen a sweep, a gentleman's sweep, and now, you know, you get to, you actually have a good series. It looks like, you know, the Celtics are finishing off the Heat, too, but this should be a good one.
They're doing what to the Heat?
Finishing off.
You mentioned Doncic. I would also point out that Kawhi Leonard injured once again.
Yeah.
What a shock.
I just thought that was assumed. That's why
But, like, this is a really good series. And I would say, you know, with the basketball conversation, we kind of bring a full circle here to Chicago and what the Bears are going to, what the Bulls are going to do this offseason. The fact that they missed on the playoffs. And I was listening to a conversation that Cap and Jay Hood were having this morning about LeBron James. Mm-hmm. LeBron and the Lakers, they get bounced the other day by Denver. LeBron's cryptic at the end of his press conference. He's asked, is he going to be back with the Lakers next season? He says he doesn't want to answer that right now, puts down the mic. He walks off the podium. You know, this is like what LeBron does. He wants there to be mystery, and he wants there to be intrigue around where he's going to be, where he's going to play, because he wants to hold teams ransom. Mm-hmm. That's essentially, he wants to hold the Lakers hostage in this summer. If they don't do something, he then walks unless he gets his way. He's done this his entire career. And the conversation that Cap and Jay Hood were having was, would you be interested in going after Bronny James in the draft if it meant that you could land LeBron James in free agency? So if you're the Bulls, is this something that you should consider? I'm listening to the conversation with Cap and Jay Hood, our morning show here on ESPN 1000. What would lead anyone to believe that signing LeBron James at this stage of his career, even though he's still a superstar, he can still produce at the highest level, he can still play the minutes, he can still be the best player on a team? His team just got bounced in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's team got swept out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry missed the playoffs altogether. That generation is starting to kind of fade away, fade into the background.
Yeah.
So, like, why, if you were a team like the Chicago Bulls with no direction, why would you mortgage anything to go after LeBron James when he can't even get out of the first round anymore and he has Anthony Davis on his team?
Well, you don't need him because two reasons. One, you're going to get to the same spot that you are now. One, you lead the league in attendance, right? So you don't really need him to sell tickets because Bulls fans are going regardless. He got bounced in the first round. So what? You avoid the play-in tournament and you get into the first round. I also believe he's like he's the monorail guy from The Simpsons. Wherever he's gone, he leaves the team in cap hell without a coach, with no sense of direction whatsoever. They've mortgaged all these draft picks to try to get the players that he wants. And then he gets fed up because it doesn't work out because his friends are getting too old to play and too injured to play, and they can't put the right team together, and now they're screwed. Like, one of the talking points during the season was, could Zach LaVine be traded to the Lakers? For what? They don't have anything. They don't have any draft picks to sell you, to trade you. So why would you bring a guy in who's probably going to get rid of Billy Donovan because he doesn't like the way he pushes him in practice or pushes him in games or whatever? You're going to have to trade a bunch of your players and bring in whoever he wants to. And then guess what? In 2 years, when it doesn't work or he retires, you're going to be cash strapped, have no draft picks, and you're going to need a new coach and a new GM. So why would you do it at this point?
The point of this conversation is not to trash LeBron and say that he's no good. It's just, when you're building your team in today's current landscape of the NBA, the super team is dead.
Yeah.
Phoenix taught us that. I don't want Phoenix's future. If you're a Bulls fan, would you want the contract of Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant on your roster?
Not all three. I take Devin Booker.
They don't win. But, like, the point is stacking that way. So if you had the idea that perhaps we could draft Bronny James, who's not an NBA player, to lure LeBron to the team so we could start stacking different individuals, Like, LeBron can still play. He gave you 27 a night last year. Like, he can still get done. He's a very good player still. It's just I wouldn't mortgage anything for the future to bring in a player at the end of his career just to sell some tickets and to maybe make the playoffs. Like, the key, what the Bulls need to do is they need to move off of DeMar DeRozan and Vooch, and they need to start building up the team with younger assets like Kobe White, guys who've proven it, who are skilled perimeter players who have gotten better throughout his time in the NBA. Kobe White's a building piece.
Yeah.
Ayo Dosunmu has turned himself into a piece that should be here for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, you know, whatever they figure out with Patrick Williams, he hasn't proven it, but he's a younger player. I'm removing all the older vets, and I'm trying to get guys who could come in at my price and not blowing all of the cap space on one individual star, because that's not how it's done anymore. And I think we're really starting to see a turning of the tide in the NBA playoffs. We're seeing younger teams led by younger stars and teams that have more depth really succeed here in these playoffs. And the teams with the Hall of Fame legendary guys on their last runs are out of the playoffs. Durant swept out. LeBron loses to the Nuggets. And Steph Curry didn't even make the playoffs.
See, that's the thing. I got heat for it 2 years ago when I said, who would you rather be right now, the Bulls or the Thunder? And the answer was the Thunder. That's what I said. I said I'd rather be the Thunder. Look at how much money they've got to spend. Look at their young assets are starting to play together well. This was last year, before last year, when Holmgren sat out the entire year, so they didn't even have him yet. And it's like, that's who you want to be now. That's who everyone wants to be. Because you're right. Everybody was trying to put together super teams to beat the team that was assembled through the draft and building in the Warriors. Because all their guys hit. And yeah, they added Durant and everything like that later on. But the core guys were all there. Okay? The core guys were built through the draft. The team was built up through the draft. And now everybody tried to, you know, come together with LeBron in the Heat, and then, you know, whatever Durant was trying to do, and then LeBron goes to the Lakers and tries to do it with the Lakers. And now, like you said, the Warriors didn't make the playoffs. Now you've got teams, once again, one of the more fun and enjoyable teams to watch. It's actually good, not just fun because they win one game a week and, oh, look, they beat the Celtics once. Cool. Are the Thunder. And that's who you need to emulate now. You need to start building your team and start putting pieces around your young players that are starting to emerge as stars in the league.
You have to build through the draft. Look at Minnesota, Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the teams in the East. You look at Boston. I know Boston has added pieces in this last offseason, but their two stars, Tatum and Brown, are guys that they drafted. That's exactly what you have to do in today's NBA. And so I listened to the conversation from Cap'n Hood this morning, and I'm not interested whatsoever in going after LeBron.
No.
I would be interested in looking at players like KCP from Denver. He's going to be a free agent. If they can't afford to keep him, like, that's a vet player who could come in and play alongside Kobe White that, you know, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Maybe he's someone who could hit open threes, play some defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're turning into a team that guards, that can shoot, and can run. And, like, that's what you need to do. You can't just go hunt for stars.
You think they'll figure out the shooting? You think that for the what is this now, second year in a row?
15th year.
Third year in a row?
15th year in a row, the Chicago Bulls' number one need in the offseason shooting, but they never do it.
We know we need to shoot more threes, but
15 years in a row.
We're still waiting on it.
15 years and still counting. Scott in Oakland, you're on ESPN 1000 with Black and Abdallah. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. I thought I'd come in with a different perspective here for Puntergate.
Oh, yes.
But, so, you know, being out here in the Bay Area, I've seen Ray Guy and Shane Leckler punt in person numerous times, more than I can count. And so here's what you do. You get Rich Gannon or Tim Brown, and you get them on the show and ask them if Shane Leckler was worth a fifth rounder. Or if you want to go way back, you get Phil Villapiano and Jim Plunkett on your show and ask them if Ray Guy was worth a first round pick. And I guarantee you they will say yes. I love Yurko. I don't think he ever played with a good punter. I never miss his Monday breakdowns after games, but this is just one time I'm not with all you guys, and I've got firsthand experience.
Okay.
So just thought, hey, Ray Guy's story at the Superdome in New Orleans. He was warming up, and he told the guy there, "Hey, that board is the board's too low. That Jumbotron, whatever." And the guy goes, "No way!" Ray Guy pulls some three footballs out of his bag, and he hits the board three times in a row. So he never gave up. Ray Guy never gave up a punt return touchdown. So anyway, just had to get my 2 cents in. You guys are the greatest. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. I, under no circumstance, would draft a punter in the fourth round. That's just me.
Nope. Don't need to. I would also, I'm not doing the research because I don't care that much, would want to know how many times a game teams were punting and what the average scores of those games were. Because I guarantee you it's a lot more punts in those games and a lot less scoring in those games. Just saying. It's a different NFL.
312-332-3776. We'll take your phone calls. It's Black and Abdallah. Right here on ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Black and Abdallah are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's Black and Abdallah.
Bill Beek's new exploding scoreboard.
You can go fight him if you want to. I'll sit here. I'll do play-by-play of the fight.
I'm not going to fight. Who am I going to fight? Kevin Zipak for hitting little drops
from
White Sox TV?
Talking.
I did wait for you to start talking.
Kevin, your thoughts on the new broadcaster for the White Sox. What do you think, Kevin?
He's very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
I like sushi, too.
Okay. All right.
I do. That's look funny. At me like that.
That's funny.
Love a nice roll.
That's really funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. If you miss us throughout the summer when the White Sox are playing here on ESPN 1000, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel at Black and Abdallah. We'll have new shows, new content up daily throughout the baseball season when the show gets bumped. And the White Sox are on the air, so our next date would be Friday. You have the 6:30 pregame with Connor McKnight right here on ESPN 1000. The White Sox are in St. Louis to face off against the Cardinals. So check out the YouTube channel, Black and Abdallah, on Friday afternoon. We will have new content for you right there on YouTube. Abdallah, you are many things for us here at the radio station. You know a lot of stuff, including, weed, football. What else do you know? You got a lot of different likes that you bring to the table. You're a weed guy. You're a big weed guy. Yeah, you got the weed. You love football. But most importantly, Abdallah, I wanted to get to this. You are the radio station's fashion hot cop. Yep. You're a weed guy. You know football.
I'm a weed guy. I thought I'd pass the blunt to Justin Pottinger.
You might have. There could be two. One on each end. But you are the radio station's fashion hot cop.
Yeah.
And I saw this story today.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to get your opinion on a new pant.
Oh, we got pants.
A
on?
New
pant chatter.
A new fashionable pant.
You used to when you first started in radio. You produced a show called Plant Chatter.
That's correct.
I think I'm going to start a show before Chauncey called Pant Chatter.
Pant Chatter.
Yeah. Ah. Like, do you see these pants?
The story is this: a $600 pea-stained designer jean.
I saw these.
Has sold out. A British-Italian menswear company, Jordan Luca, has a new pant.
Mm-hmm.
And it resembles their jeans. And it resembles as if you peed your pants. They're retailing for $607. Your thoughts on the pea-stained pants?
My problem with these pants, Chris, is that not that someone is trying to create a pea-stained pant, but that it is pants. It's one singular pant,
yeah,
as opposed to you have many pants. You have one pant. You have two legs in a pant, for those wondering. that it's the way the stain looks as if it's pointing upward, and it's you're peeing like up. Right,
it's not a
down your leg pee.
It's as if you're wearing.
That's
like...
my biggest problem. I go, who's trying to super pad themselves? So it's up there.
Why is it in the waistband?
So the pee stain is up by like the pocket. That's my biggest problem with this pant. Is that it's not a down the leg Billy Madison type of pee stain. You're not cool unless you pee your pants. Though my problem is, it's like up and to the right or left where it should not be.
Why is it pointing up?
Why is the pee going up as opposed to going down?
I could understand if it was a streak down the leg, thigh.
Yeah,
but you're right. It's in the crotch region, but it's up and to the left or right.
It's not the correct state. It's not as if they said, you know, go pee your pants and come out, and then we'll make a pant off of that. It's that they just assumed that this would be the general pee area. Now, yesterday on our food tour of the greater Tinley Park area.
The general pee area?
Like, I got some sauce on my pant, and so I took some water, and it didn't look like I fully peed my pants. It looked like I had a quick dribble.
Tony Romo dribbler?
Yeah, it went away pretty quickly. And my shirt was covering it because I wasn't peeing up. There's this thing called gravity where you pee down.
Well, I do something when I go to the bathroom and I wash my hands. I'm lazy in drying my hands.
You can't dry on your pants.
No, I don't fully dry on the pants, but sometimes I'll haphazardly try and wipe and dry my hands, and then my hands are still wet, and like you can see there's water on my pant from trying to wash my hands and run out of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it does not look like the pee-stained pants here. I didn't notice that you had anything going on your pants yesterday.
Because my shirt was covering it.
Yeah, you're all good.
My shirt was covering it, and
fine.
We were shooting video from the waist up, thankfully.
These pants, the pee-stained denim, made its official debut at the Winter 2023 Collection Show at the Milan Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
So these jeans...
I saw this yesterday.
...retail for $607 from the company Jordan Luca.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like them.
Not a fan.
Z-Pack, will you wear the pee-stained designer jeans?
Will you wear the pee pants?
I'll make my own at home.
We walked right into that.
Will you have the proper pee stain?
Are you going to wear them out?
In the general area?
Yeah, I'm going to wear them out.
All right.
Yeah, I want everybody to know what I'm doing and how I do it.
All right, well, Adam Abdal is the official radio station fashion hot cop.
I'm anti-pee pant.
So Abdal's official statement, he's out on the pee pant stain.
Out on the pee pant.
All right, $600. You can get them online.
No, thank you.
I saw that earlier today, and I was like, all right, perfect. Abdallah needs to rule on this.
You didn't think I would have seen the pee pant, did you?
No, I figure you're on the internet. You see things. I just wonder how long it'll be until Cap rolls in with these pants.
No, Cap's going to go one further.
I don't want to see the back.
No, sorry. That's a Waddle and Sylvie bit.
That... Are you going to have back-to-back meetings tomorrow?
Somebody's going to come in and be like, you're not cool unless you poop your pants. And he's going to have a brown stain on his pants. These are Armani. What are you talking about?
Abdal's going to have back-to-back meetings tomorrow.
I think Sylvie would find that funny.
We go to John in Long Grove. You're on ESPN 1000. Hello, John.
How are you guys?
What's up, John?
John, did you miss us at night?
Oh, yeah, I do.
John!
I got a zoo story for you guys.
I'm glad you called in real quick.
Oh, you got a zoo story?
Before your zoo news, I have a question because I know who you are and I know you like fish. Did you watch Fish at the Sphere?
Oh,
yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Did it change your life?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's your zoo news story?
I heard that they have fans, a vent of the other seat that they can blow up.
Oh, really?
The smell.
Oh,
so
yeah, because of the weed smell?
The senses.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all the senses.
Well, that sounds great.
But on like Thursday night or Friday night, I think it's Friday night, they had a water theme. So what if you had sprinklers up and like misting
on you?
That would have been so cool if they had that.
That is pretty cool.
John, so you have some Zoo News for us?
You got Zoo News for us?
Yeah.
Do you want the intro? Should I give you the intro?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. A little Zoo News. John in Long Grove.
Well, hello, Mr. Lion. Here's the latest edition of the Zoo News.
John, what do you have?
Hey, Montana is a story. It's from Montana on I-90. Four zebras escaped. Three are captured. One's loose for 48 hours. And still loose today.
Still loose today?
Yes.
To this day?
Oh, no. What's going to happen to that zebra?
I don't know, but it's in Montana, so that's a lot of coverage.
That is a lot of coverage. You're right. All right. Is that the end of the story? That they found three of them? One's still missing.
That's all I heard.
All right. That's new at the zoo.
That's what is new at the zoo.
All right. Thank you, John.
Another quick question.
Oh, quick
another
question,
thing I wanted to bring to you guys' attention that might help you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you guys do the radio, the song of the night?
Yeah.
Okay. First month. Today's the first.
Yes.
So that first week, whatever the first, you know, falls into. So that's Friday. So Monday, you put Twitter, X, whatever you want to do. For, you know, bring it out to the people.
Oh,
let
yeah,
the people
yeah, a poll?
Bring the songs
sure.
in. So on Wednesday, you cut it down to four. But, you know, you guys vote inside the radio station.
Sure.
Vote for it. Then on Friday, you bring it out to the people. So on Wednesday, then Friday, you get the song of the night.
That's not a bad idea. I like that, John.
I didn't think about that. That brings you a lot of customer, I mean, radio people in.
Sure, sure.
You know, interacted. And it's just the first of the month, the first week. And then you guys can take care of every other night.
Right, right. I got you. Mm-hmm. All right.
But
thank you, John.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right, we'll think about it. We got some time to figure that out because essentially throughout the baseball season, we're very hit or miss.
Yeah.
Very spotty at night throughout the baseball season. But yeah,
know,
maybe in the fall. Boom.
YouTube. No,
yeah.
YouTube. You can
well,
do
YouTube?
YouTube.
Yeah, you're right.
You can tie it onto YouTube.
John, are you watching the YouTube show?
No, I have not yet.
You got to subscribe, my man.
Come
Blocking
on,
Abdallah
man.
On YouTube.
We need to eat.
Yeah. So that's the other than fish. Yeah.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yep,
there
bye.
He is, John in Long Grove here on ESPN 1000.
You saw my computer.
You had the same exact Zoo News story.
I had that story ready.
Mr. Lion, here's the latest edition of the Zoo News.
You were ready to give us that story, but John swooped in with it.
The community has been using infrared drones and search and rescue dogs to track Z down, which is the name of the zebra, and a very, very uncreative name.
What was the name?
Z. Oh. The name of the zebra is Z.
It would help if I listened to the show that we were...
It would help a lot.
Yeah,
now I know how you feel.
That's not a creative. Yeah, I know.
That's what is new at the zoo.
Since John mentioned it, we do have a fantastic song of the night, and that song is coming up next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah. ESPN Chicago. Follow Chicago's home for sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Thank you to Kevin Zipak and to Sean Graney for producing tonight's show. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7:30 to 8, after Bears Weekly, right here on ESPN 1000. So back-to-back days, you'll hear us here on ESPN 1000. And then Friday, we'll have White Sox baseball on a 6:30 Friday evening. Connor McKnight will have the pregame, Len and DJ with the call of the game. The Sox are in St. Louis to face off against the Cardinals. Check out the Black and Abdallah YouTube channel. That's where we will be on Friday. When the Sox are on at night, Black and Abdallah will be on YouTube, so make sure you subscribe, like, share, and check out the page. We'll have new content for you right there on Friday on YouTube, Bleck and Abdallah.
Bill Veeck's new exploding scoreboard.
I was waiting for it, and it was late. A little late there, Z-Pack.
Sorry, I stopped
For your guy. I know. Here we go. Mo in Frankfurt. You're on ESPN 1000. We have the song of the night coming up. But first, Mo. What's up, Mo?
All right, I'll make it quick. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I want to say something. And let me tell you something. This is a great day to be a Bears fan. All right. Yes. Did we win the draft? I don't know. We won't know until a couple of years, right? But here's the thing. Why? How? How would you say? How did we win? How did we win? Because we got the quarterback. We got the wide receiver. You know? And then the last thing I'm going to say, why does Yurko hate special teams? You know, he's sitting here crying about the Bears picking a punter. And I know, Chris, you said that you don't agree with the Bears picking up a punter in the fourth round, but this kid is amazing.
Oh, come on, Mo. You don't pick a punter in the fourth round. He could be amazing, dude. But come on. You don't do
okay. that. Okay. Would you pick Devin Hester in the fourth round?
Devin Hester
he was
scores.
Not a punter.
Devin Hester scores the football.
And the idea of drafting Hester would be turning him into a wide receiver. It didn't work out, but a wide receiver is definitely worth selecting a player in the fourth round. Mo, we have to get to the song of the night, right, my man?
Hey, guys. Have a good night.
All right. There is Mo in Frankfurt. Thank you, Mo. I miss all the phone calls.
I do, too.
We don't have the phone calls on the YouTube show.
What was that noisy, man?
I don't know. It was funny, though. Time for the song of the night. I want to
rock! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, we go to Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Listening to All Star by Smash Mouth.
Instant nostalgia. This song was released on May 4th, which is later this week. May 4th, 1999. So this week.
25 years ago.
25 years ago, this song was everywhere. And it like really felt like late 90s moment.
Oh, yeah. Well, which also means that Mystery Men is 25 years old as well. Because this was featured in the soundtrack to Mystery Men, the video had all of the people from Miss Ben Stiller and all the people from Mystery Men in it.
I didn't like that movie.
Oh, I love that movie. What are you talking about?
It wasn't for me.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it. You probably like Garden State.
Who else is in Mystery Men?
Paul Rubens is in it. William H. Macy is in it. Kel is in it.
Hank Azaria
is in it. Is William H. Macy in it? William H. Macy's in it. Yeah, okay.
William H. Macy.
All right, I'm not crazy. I'm trying to think of who else is in it. It's a great
Janine
movie.
Janine Garofalo?
Yeah, Janine Garofalo's in it. Come on, all the 90s people are in
it. Okay, I'll say this. Because Smash Mouth had other hits, when this song was out, this felt like one of the all-time one-hit wonders. But then they continued to go
then
on.
They made Shrek music.
Yeah, they were like around for a
Walking
while.
Walking on the Sun was before this, and that's a great song.
Yeah, but this was so much bigger.
Yeah, this was everywhere.
Everywhere.
This, you couldn't escape this. This was on every station. The video was everywhere, for better or worse. We lost the All-Star dude, didn't we?
Did we?
R.I.P. in peace? Smash Mouth guy?
I don't know.
I think he did. I think Steve Harwell died. He definitely died. September 4th of 2023. R.I.P. in peace, Steve Harwell.
Helmet sticker. Smash Mouth All-Star. It's your song of the night. 25 years. Oh, baby. Hey, now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bleck and Abdullah, ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Fight on and bear down.